Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for this time and this hour. And these minutes, oh God, that I have right now to just minister your word and what you've given me in the midst of everything, oh God, in the midst of the corona, in the midst of my mind being fogged up and not having the proper thought patterns and everything like that. But I know, God, you say that you will bring back things that we remembered by being the Holy Ghost functioning through us, that you will bring back all these things that you have taught us. So now, God, I need your guidance. I need your help, oh God, in this word that you have put forth before me in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray that every hearer would be blessed right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, and that not only would they be blessed, oh God, but their transformation would take place in their life, oh God, and that you would just move in their homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And no matter where, God, they take this word, that they'll take it with them, and they will hold on to the truth, because these are the truths that you have laid for before us, oh God. And we thank you now, and I thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for your power and your anointing. Thank you for your Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now. Jesus' name. Amen. Whew, amen. All right. Let me see. I'm not gonna be before you real long. Not long. Let's do this and get it on out the way. My thought comes from out of from the 15th day y'all remember that we were doing these, y'all did that, the 21 days, and my thought for today was, topic for today was resist evil. I don't have actually a subtopic for that, but I'm just going to take and use that as a basis for a platform. Resist evil. That's what I was given for this, for this time. And I know it's after the time of our consecration, but we all are flowing in that same direction. I was like, wow, you know, resist evil, man, that is, I would have loved to gotten a point where I could just like, maybe got one that would have been a little bit like prayer or something like that. But no, I'm just playing. But resist evil, you know. And I was just kind of thinking, you know, what could I possibly say in reference to being resisting evil? And because in the time that we're living in, there's so much evil all around us. And man, it's everywhere you go, our children, our jobs, our family members, and on, you know, it's just so much that's going on where I know that evil prevails. It's everywhere. It's in the White House, and the churches, and, you know, it's everywhere. I think about sometime when I was younger in Christ, being in Christ when I was younger, it didn't seem as bad, I guess. I don't know. It's just time changes. When we've gotten to a point now where we've evolved into a much, how should I put it, in a time that everything, as we used to say back in the day, we was in the microwave age, and now we're in the digital age. So now that everything is just going boom, 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 you got access to everything through your phones, and you know, and so, and now our children, they get to see different things that we didn't get to see when we were coming up. My kids didn't get to see when they came, was coming up, because they didn't have cell phone, because I wouldn't let them get cell phone, but it was on a computer. But they wasn't concerned about getting up there trying to look at TikTok and all of this other stuff, you know, YouTube and all that goody stuff, you know. Not saying it's bad, but it does have some bad tendencies. You know, because evil comes through all these devices, you know, and if we're not careful, you know, we get caught up in it. So I'm going to give you a host of scriptures. I'm not even going to read all of these, but I'm just going to these are some of the scriptures that I was reading, and I want to just give them to you, and you can just study them, and you can go over them a little bit later in your time. But I'm going to take a couple of these out, and that's what I'm going to take and base my message upon today. All right, Psalms 91, 9 9 through 10. That's on in your voice Bible. Will be on page 694. Proverbs 21 and 21. That's on page 757. 757, y'all. All right. Joshua 1 verses 8 through 9. That's out of page 255. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, that's on page 1405. James 4 and 7, that's on page 1500. And Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, and that's on two pages, that's on 1441 and 1442. All right, I'm going to repeat that to you again. Psalms 91, 9 and 10, page 694. Proverbs 21 and 21, page 757. Joshua 1, 8 and 9, page 255. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, sorry. That's on page 1405. James 4 and 7, that's on page 1500. And Ephesians 6:10 through 18, that's on page 1441 and to 1442. So both pages. All right. So just a second here. I am going to pull my Bible out. Let's see, on my phone. Much easier for me to maneuver on this here than flipping the pages. All right. Y'all ready for this? Amen. Mm-hmm. Me too. I am. Resist evil. I know it's a try. It's a struggle to resist evil sometimes. I mean, let's see. Sometimes evil comes and we don't even know where it's there. And we just sit there and we say, oh, man, I just got gotten. All right. I am going to read this one here, Psalms 91. This is out of the Amplified Bible that I'm reading from, but you can just look at it through your Bible. This is Psalms 91 and verse 9 and 10. It says, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near you. All right. That's one. Then we're going to go to Proverbs 21 and 21. And I could talk about that for a minute. You're like, oh, Minister David, let me talk to you a little bit about this one. Let's see. Because you have made the Lord, who is your refuge, who is my refuge, even the Most High, a dwelling place. You have made God your dwelling place, that place where, you know, you have put him in a place where he's supposed to be. And because of that, because he is where he's supposed to be, then no evil will even come near you. That's what the scripture is saying, that no matter what, as long as God is in your life and you're in him, then you don't have to worry about that. Okay, now, let me pause for just a minute. Resist, the word resist is renounce the forces of wickedness. Renounce the forces of wickedness. Reject the evil power of this world. Injustice and an oppression in whatever form they may present themselves. So whatever form it might present itself, you got to really realize. But see, one thing about it is that you have to know. You have to know that this is not of God. And I know that the Bible speaks about that. It's saying in the last days that we're going to see different things going to come up. There's going to be false prophets and all this other stuff. I will get into that in just a minute. But just the fact is that there's going to, even in the church, there's being many people that come saying that this is Lord, the Lord, Lord, Lord. But if they don't confess the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is their savior, then it's false. Okay, so we're living in a time now where the false prophet wickedness it's right here and now. Many of us thought in the beginning when Donald Trump became president that he was a false prophet, that he was the Antichrist. All right. And the thing about it is that no matter what, whether he was or whether he wasn't, the fact of the matter is he really know that what was going on was not true. Y'all with me? Okay, so in other words, no matter what, you got to realize that you got to renounce the forces of wickedness. That's what resisting is renouncing. That not get to the place where you can say, okay, I don't have to do this. Y'all feel me? You don't have to do this. No matter what happens in your life, no matter how tough things get, you know what I'm saying? We don't have to fall to that situation. All right? So resist, another word is withstand the action or the effect of. Withstand is to remain undamaged or unaffected, is resisting. That's what it is. So here it is, to resist evil is to withstand it no matter what. But you can't do it on your own. And many times we think that we can do it on our own, but we can't do it on our own. Because we got to have God in our life to be able to resist evil. We have to, and let's go a little bit further than that. We got to have the power of the Holy Ghost to be able to overcome evil. That's all resisting is overcoming. Because really, whether we believe it or not, and many times Pastor Don and I, we taught on about the evil one. We taught about spiritual wickedness in high places. We taught about, you know, spiritual warfare and all like that. But at the end of the day, if you're not where you should be, if you're not holding on to God, unchanging hand, you will get caught up in the rift. Okay, what am I saying? Is that you get caught up in the cares of this world, and the way things is now, people are going, they after the money. There's so much money out here now, it doesn't make sense. You can get money, you can get a business, you can start out, you can do everything you want to do. But if it gets to the place where this becomes your God, then you caught up into the evil realm. Y'all with me? Okay, because I'm just trying to make it plain and simple. You know, ain't going to be no hollering or hooper for me right now. It's going to be plain and simple, you know. But I want you to understand that as long as God is in your life, as long as you put him first, then you have nothing to worry about. We quote the scripture, said this portion of the scripture, and it's the latter part, and it says that, okay. Okay, it's God, he will be with me. He will protect me, in other words, and no matter what, as long as I'm in him, he's going to protect me. Now, let me go on to the next scripture. All right. Let me take my time here for a minute. I'm not going to be long. Here we go. Oh, yeah, Proverbs. That's what I was going to go to. Proverbs 21 and 21. All right. This is, again, out the Amplifier. It says, he who earnestly seek righteousness and loyalty finds life, righteousness, and honor. Okay. All right. I know I'm saying about resist evil, but you have to seek after righteousness. You delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire. Amen. Hallelujah. If we give God our all in all, he will certainly take care of us. All right. I'm going to get to my little notes in just a second. All right. The next verse is going to be out of Joshua, and many of you already know this because it's been quoted several times, even from other people that have brought forth the word. Joshua 1:8, it says, "This law shall not depart from you, from your mouth." This law, what law? The word. The word is the word. The word of God is what's going to keep us from committing sin. If we get into the word, we will not sin. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. That's what he said. David said that, not Jesse. David said that. He said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Now, Joshua was saying to this, he said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. It shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it. Read and meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will be in good success. You will have good success. That's what it says. So do we have to fall in evil? No. As long as we have the word of God flowing in our life, we have the power to resist evil. We have the ability to resist the evil. You know, well, this mass is getting to me. Okay, but in the process of it, if you meditate on God's word, as you get taking getting God's word every single day. And I mean, I don't want to ask you how many of y'all read God's word every day, because some folks will say, yeah, I mean, some folks will probably say no, you know. But if you be honest with yourself, you ask yourself that, do I meditate on God's word every day, you know? And you wonder why sometimes things happen in your life. You're just trying to figure out why. I don't understand why this is happening in my life. I don't understand why I'm going through this. I don't understand why this is happening. But think about what you're doing. Think about it. Are you renouncing the force of wickedness? You know, are you rejecting the evil power? Are you rejecting? And here's a real crazy thing about it is that, whether y'all know, we talk about the evil one, the evil coming from evil. Evil is all different types of things. It doesn't have to be just particularly, as we would say, the devil. You know, could be our next door neighbor. You know, it could be that person that's driving down the road that calls us to put our finger up or say a word that we only supposed to be saying, you know. We use it called a road rage, but that could be, you know, that could be a test. And the Bible said that God will put no more on us than we can bear. That's what he says in his word, that he will put no more on us than we can bear. And I'm a witness to it. I thought I had everything that I could possibly challenge, you know, but this was not, it was tough. The toughest part about this was that, you know, made me think. I could have just said, like, you know, God, why you put this on me? Why you allow this to happen to me? You know, why did you do this? Why? You know how we do sometimes. We human beings, you know, we just ask the question, why? And not even looking at the fact that, okay, and then something bad could have been happening coming out of this, you know, but God prevailed. He was right there all the time. But I was able to withstand. Can you withstand? What, remain undamaged? See, hurt comes in to try to hurt us, try to make us feel, oh, listen, you know what? Hey, look at it like this. We were saved. Before we got saved, we was in sin. We was in doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Y'all know. I don't want nobody to say what they were doing, but I know we all was doing a whole bunch of crazy stuff when we was coming up. Some of us anyway. Amen. Not all of us, because some of us, but in the midst of it, we still all did something that wasn't in the eyesight of God. Whether we thought wrong or anything like that. Because even our thoughts can become evil. I found that in one of my notes. All right, evil, profoundly immoral and wicked. The evil in a general sense is defined by what it is not, the opposite of absence of good. It can be an extremely broad concept. Doesn't mean that it's just confined in one little space. It could be broad evil. Because it's a whole bunch of stuff, you know. And many things, many times we think it's just one of those things that we just like, okay, when we talk about evil, the first thing we think about is Satan. That's the first thing we think about. And we can go back to the back of the beginning in the book of Genesis, back in when Adam and Eve, when God created the beginning, created everything. And then he told the man, he said, you can do everything you want to do here, but don't mess around with that tree right there. And then when he got the woman, she came on and things changed. He began to start messing around, being entertained by the tree, by the things that were in the tree, which we call it was the serpent. We say it was a snake. Regardless of what it wasn't right. And it caught her attention. And in the process of catching her attention, then by him being who he was, it caught his, she got his attention, and they all was attentive to this one thing. This serpent telling them that, okay, don't worry about it. Whatever you do, you're going to be just like God if you just go ahead and take a bite. And they didn't realize they was already like God. And sometimes, folks, we already know God has already told us that we are him. You know, once we come into Christ, we just like God. We just like Jesus. Jesus said in his word that he said, greater works will you do. But there's a process that we have to go through. Amen. There's a process that we got to go through. But we can overcome evil with the word of God. Through the word. Let me read this to you. Oh, yeah, verse 9. Let me read verse 9, because this is the next. Verse 9 said, and verse 9, and then we're going to go to the next script. In verse 9, it says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified or dismayed, intimidated, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. And that's a consolation right there in knowing that no matter where we go, no matter what we do, as long as we be strong and be courageous, it gets tough. It gets tough sometimes. Yeah, dude. You know, because we're fighting things now in this world now that we never had to deal with before. Coronavirus, famine, sickness, you know, pollution, even greater than what it was. I remember back then when they was talking about the ozone layer, you know, and how they used to have to shoot the rockets up at a certain time. At a certain time, then they shoot stuff up in space. They tore the whole ozone layer up. We don't even know what we're breathing anymore, but we're still alive. You know, things have changed. We're in a different time, but we got to be strong. He commanded. God has commanded us to be strong and courageous. Resist evil. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. Okay. Then why are we entertaining him? If the Bible says resist him, that's what the word says. Resist the devil and he will flee. And here's the crazy thing about it is that God is omnipotent. He's everywhere. The devil is only in one place at one particular time. But he got evil forces. Evil forces that's here, that's there, that's here in Virginia Beach, that Norfolk, Chesapeake, Suffolk, wherever, Carolina, he's everywhere. But he's not everywhere. He's only in one place. Well, how do I know that? Simply because when he went up there, to ask about to consider what God said, have you considered my servant Job? And the devil was looking for somebody, and he was going to and fro like a roaring lion, and he was considered. He went and asked about Job. God, he didn't ask about God. Job, God told him about Job. Ain't that something? God told him. So God allowed this evil to come before him, but because he knew that no matter what, that Job was going to resist it. No matter what, he lost everything, but he still resisted the evil. He still resisted it. He's sick with boils, lost his children, lost everything. See, but the devil, he was only big to one spot. He couldn't get Job and then get anybody else at the same time. He only did one thing at a time. Boom, got his family. Boom, got his wife. Got his cattle. Got everything at one time. But God said, don't kill him. You do whatever you want to do. But God knows that. He says, I know he is not going to denounce me. How about you? Are you able to withstand? Were you able to overcome evil? Here's how you can do it. You have to do like it says in Ephesians 6. Let's go there right quick. This is one of my favorite passages of scriptures. Yes, it is. This is one of my favorite passages of scriptures. Ephesians 6 and 10. And I have to think about this. I said, and this is what's going to help you to get through every day of your life. This is going to help you get through. If you do this every day, if you do it every day, you can't go a day without doing this. It says in Ephesians, this is an Amplified. It says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through your union with him and in the power of his boundless might. And then it says, verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God, for his precepts are like the splendor armor of a heavily armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against the schemes and the strategies and the deceit of the evil of the devil and the deceit of the devil. This is what you got to do. You got to put it on. You have to put it on. You want to be able to resist evil? This is how you're going to do it. You got to put it on. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, which we think it is sometimes, because we get tired of Susie talking trash, we get tired of Joe talking a mess, and so we get tired of that mess, and we think it is against the flesh and blood, but it's not. Contending only with physical opposition, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of darkness, wickedness in heavenly supernatural places. So this is not even here on earth. It's a battle that we're fighting outside of the realms of this earth. You know what we know. And we figure that we can beat this, but we can't beat it. Not on our own. We got to have the power. This is why God has said that we have to have the power of the Holy Ghost so that we can do what we got to do, because that power is going to give us what we need. But we got to put the armor of God on. We have to put it on. He don't put it on for us. You have to put it on yourself if you want to resist evil. If you want to resist the wicked one. Therefore, put on the complete armor. You can't even put part of it on. You got to put it all. The complete armor of God, so that you will be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day of danger. And having done all that, the crisis demand to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, unmovable, victoriously. That's what happens once you put it on. So this is why, if you're getting rocked, if you're getting shifted, it's because you don't have it completely on. Now there's parts that we got to put on. You know, we have the helmet, which we're gonna see. So stand firm, hold your ground, having tightened the wide band of truth, that belt. You got to put that on. You got to put that belt on. You got to wear that belt. If you don't put it on, you're gonna be attacked. The belt of truth. You got to put it on. That's what's gonna help you. That is that belt of truth. It says the belt of truth is found in the Bible will protect you, will protect against his lies, against the evil one's lies. That's what's going to protect you right there. You get that? That's verse 14. Then you got to put on the breastplate of righteousness. And that's going to give you, that's going to protect your heart from guilt and condemnation. That's what it's going to do. See, because see, you got to realize evil gets sin. When evil sets in, it sets in. It's just like a virus. It's just like a virus. Once it set in, then things start happening. You know, you're like, oh man, I don't even know why this is happening. I don't understand this. I don't understand this. I don't see this. Why this and why that and why this, you know? And then you got to put on the boot. You got to put on the boot, which is the gospel of peace, you know? And that's gonna strengthen you. That's gonna give you the strength you need. Then you got to put on, then you got to have the shield of faith. Verse 16. That's the faith, is trusting, you know, and trusting in what God, what the word of God says. Shield of faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You got to put on the helmet of salvation. Verse 17, the forgiveness of all sins, past, present, and future. The helmet of salvation protects your mind and your heart against doubt and any kind of acquisition the devil might try to place in you. That's what it does. Hallelujah. This is why we got to put on the whole armor. I put on the armor every day. It's tough sometimes. It's tough. You fight. And you got to have the sword of the spirit. Verse 17, which is the word of God. You got to take the word. You got to have that word, the sword of salvation. Hallelujah. And that's what you're going to do. You'll cut the devil. You'll cut that evil one into pieces with that sword. We have to guard. We have to clothe ourselves. It's just like we suit ourselves up with our clothes, with our regular garment. I know I look nice today. I ain't nobody going to tell me I don't look nice. I've been walking around with sweatpants on and shorts and stuff like that and T-shirts, toe-up T-shirts and everything like that. But today, I wanted to get fit. I wanted to get dressed. I put on a pair of slacks. I got some shoes and socks on. I got a nice old shirt on. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I polished my eyeglasses up because they, and for all week long, I didn't even wipe their fingerprints off of. They were all dirty, you know. But the fact of the matter is, when you arm yourself, when you get yourself ready for defend against the evil one, the evil, to be able to get to that point where you can resist, this is what you got to do. You got to clothe yourself in the armor. You have to put on the armor. You have to put on the armor. There's nothing wrong with wearing it. That's what's going to bring you over. That's what's going to get you over. Resist evil. That's what's going to help you. You got to stay in the word, folks. You got to stay right there in the word. You got to stay in the word of God. Hallelujah. And no matter what, because let me tell you what's going to happen. In the end of all of this, you get caught up in the evil stuff, you won't get left hanging. Because we do all the time. We do all the time. I don't care what we do. Sometimes we have to break away from people that we don't want to break away from because we've been knowing them for decades, eons, or whatever. But sometimes they're not good, and we have to ask the Lord. And I need to ask you also to pray for God to give you the power of discernment, because you're going to need that in this time, because there's going to be plenty that's going to come preaching the word, but it ain't going to be the real word. And if you're not prepared, if you don't have the power of discernment, if you haven't been able to discern this, they say, we used to say this, we say this all the time, try the spirit by the spirit. Well, that's not really scriptures, but we got to try their spirit and see whether they are of God. That's what the word of God says, you know, and we got to know them. You got to know. You got to know who is and who ain't. Amen. And also the Bible said they're going to come to you. The true prophet is going to come to you preaching Jesus. And they're going to say, yes, Jesus is here. But the fake one is not. Oh, no, there was no Jesus, just like they did back in the day. Oh, there's no Son of God. He is just a man. But we know better than that. We know him as greater than a man. Because if he wasn't in our life today, we wouldn't be where we are right now. You wouldn't be right here listening to this message. You would be somewhere else right now. I'm not saying that people that's not here, not they're in a whole nother realm. But if you know who God is and he is your God and he's your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he's you going to do what he says do. And that's what we have to begin to start doing, folks. We got to begin to start following what Jesus said do, because there's a greater promise that God has in store for us, you know, far beyond what you what your normal eye can even see. And I don't know about you, but I'm working towards not just a natural gain here on this earth, but I'm looking for that spiritual gain. You know, I'm trying to get me my crown of glory. You know, I want to walk down those streets of gold, paved with gold. I want to be there in that place. You know, I want to be in that place. And whether people believe it about being burning hell and all this other stuff, I believe it. But I mean, some people don't. But that's your preference. But I believe, and some people say, well, why would God be so cruel? It's not him being cruel. You just not being obedient. If he opened up the earth for the people that wasn't, that was in the time of Moses, and when they walked around the mountain for 40 days and 40 years, it took them a 40 day journey, took them 40 years to do, you know, and all like that. And he opened up the earth because people didn't want to believe. People want, oh, they want to do this. We want to worship idols and all this other stuff. Be careful what you worship. Amen. Because you got to worship God. You got to put him first. And that's all, you know, and it's so simple because that's all he wants us to do. He knows that we aren't going to do everything right. But the fact of the matter is that can we try hard to do? I mean, we only peoples, humans, so we are. But we can try hard to. But if we stay in his word, it'll help us to get to where we need to be. Amen. Because God has chosen all of us. I'm just not the chosen one. I didn't even want to be chosen to do what I'm doing. I was fine just being able to go to church. Just go to church and just help in the ministry of help. But he has something even greater for me. And I still question him about it. God, you know, God, me? Shoot, come on, man. See, I talk to God like that. Come on, man. Sir, you know, daddy, I talk to him like that. You know, I don't have no particular way talk to him, but I do, and I talk to him often, and I promise you that if you just go ahead on and just do what you have to do, you know, and don't question what God, when God is trying to tell you something, you know, because that puts us in a point of rebellion when we question God, you know, and that's a part of being is evil, you know, and just trust God in everything that you do. He said all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll give you direction. So I thank God for you. I thank God for the day. And I'm done. I could go more, but I can't go. It's, you know, but maybe at some point in time we'll get back into this again. But that's it for me today. And I thank God for you just being able to listen. And I pray that you receive something from here. And I pray that you go home today. Well, you are home. You're home. And I pray that you would just rest in the word and just get yourself in the word and just give yourself over to God. We all probably need to repent from something or something. You know, like you say, you know, we've had some bad days and we've had some days that we just like, oh, man, you know what? God, I just doubted you for some reason or another. And that puts us in a place where we probably just need to repent sometime and just ask the Lord to forgive us, you know, for not trusting you, you know. And that's the whole thing. It don't always have to be that we did some type of major sin, you know, but it's just the fact that we just doubted his ability in our life. And you know, and just, God, I just want to just be able to love you more and know you better. And I just want you to just get inside of me more. But today, yesterday, I doubted you, God, because I was in a situation that I didn't know whether I can get out. And I mean, you know, it'd be like that sometimes. But I mean, I'm just going to be, I'm, I just believe in just being straightforward and just being natural, you know, because I can sit here and tell you and just pretend that, you know, to give you something that, I don't know, but it ain't gonna make it right. But what I can do is tell you that if we just do what God tells us to do, it gets better. It gets better. I wish they had would have told me that years ago. Then I would have understood that, okay, that I might fall in some area, you know, that there's a struggle, you know, being that, you know, that I might go through that, that with my family, you know, with my finances and, you know, with my health and stuff like that. But in the beginning, you don't tell you that stuff, you know. But I think we should let folks know that, you know, it's not easy. You know, you're going to be tested, you know, just like people that was on the water in the boat. When the storm came, they got scared and they had called on Jesus, you know. But we already know that we can do all things through Christ because he strengthens us. And that there's no matter what happens in our life, we're already overcomers. We already are in this life. And also, just a reminder, and I'm getting ready to pray, is that God is with us always. He is with us always. So no matter what each one of us go through, guess what? He's right there with us, watching us go through it. But he still got us by our hand. He do. He's still holding on to our hand. Even though we let go his hand, he still got us. He still got us, man. I tell you. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. Because I can tell you, all the times that I thought, and he, guess what? He still had my hand. I might not be holding on to him, but he held me tight. He did. And that's why I'm here today. So I thank God for the word. Resist evil. Resist evil. Resist it. You know, it ain't going to stop. Because he sits up there, he throwing dots all the time. That's why you got to have the armor. You get throw them dots. He's just throwing them dots. Trying to find something weakness inside of you. You know, but as long as you got your shield, you know, your sword. I like them karate movies where they had them swords, them sword fights. But I tell you, I was looking at something last night for them just for a few minutes. Boy, I tell you what, I was like, good God Almighty, David, you would have just been crazy watching this show. The Karate Cats, man, they had those swords and they were doing this stuff, you know, but they were fighting off evil, man. They were fighting off evil stuff. And I was like, man, let me turn this stuff off. I got to go to bed. But, you know, just remember, give yourself over to him no matter what. If you do it, he will bless you. If you do it. If you do it, you know, we can pray for you, but you got to do it. I got to do it. We got to do it. Our staff got to do it. We got to do it, you know, because God has already promised what he would do. And he said in Joshua 1:8-9, he says 8:8-9, he tells it right there. If we do it, guess what? We'll have good success. Good success. Everybody like that part about having good success, but you got to do something to get it. It ain't going to just happen. You know, I got good success. I got good success. My body's healed. I got good success. I was delivered from coronavirus. I got good success. I got pay increase. I got a job. I got good success. I got an automobile. I got good success. I got good friends, people around me, you know. Good success, Dave. Yeah. So we thank God. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. If you bow your heads, Father, we just thank you now, Lord Jesus. Thank you for just this time. And Lord, I just pray that all of us, we all just get to the place where we just give ourselves over to you no matter what. Forgive us for any sins that we've committed, oh God. And I pray right now, Lord Jesus, for restoration for all of us, oh God, because not that we might have done so great a sin, oh God, but a sin is a sin. We might have just felt bad or just got angry over the edge. You know how we do when we drive our cars, we get mad, stop fussing and stuff like that. We done committed an offense. And that's what we want to come to the point of being able not to do. So help us, oh God, in this month, oh God, to be defenseless, oh God, not defenseless to the point where we are not but we would not be offensive to anyone, oh God, to the point of that matter, oh God. And that we will clothe ourselves, oh God, from this point on with your armor that you've given us, because each one of us have our own armors. And God, that we will take it and clothe ourselves from this day forward, oh God, so that we can fight this evil. We can fight this evil. We can resist this evil. You know what we deal with, oh God. You know the things that have plagued us down through the years, oh God, and we come against those spirits right now, because that's exactly what they are in our minds, in our hearts, oh God, in our bodies, oh God, and Father, even in our finances, our home, wherever, oh God. We just thank you now, Lord Jesus, that there is deliverance taking place, oh God. And Father, we just thank you right now, Lord Jesus, because you have clothed us in the spirit of meekness, oh God. And I thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for everything, oh God. And Father, I pray right now, Lord Jesus, for even for our unsaved family members, oh God, that you would just save them, oh God, that you would bring them back to the fold in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray right now, Lord Jesus, for restoration even in our ministry, oh God. Pray right now, Lord Jesus, that you would do what you do best. And Father, healing right now, God. Those that need healing, oh God, I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch their bodies as you've done mine, oh God. And we thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for long life, oh God. We thank you for long life, oh God. And because you promised that if we live right, that you would give us long life in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we give you praise and we honor you right now, Lord Jesus, for everything, oh God. And even while I'm praying right now, Lord Jesus, for the substances, oh God, that we're about to partake in, oh God, the crack of the bread, which is to represent your body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray right now, Lord Jesus, that you would bless everyone, bread or cracker, oh God, whatever they're going to be using for the sacrament today, God, in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would just bless it right now, God. And Father, even as we eat it, oh God, that we would just, it would just fortify us, oh God, and it would heal our bodies in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord Jesus, as we take, and even as we take of the drink, oh God, the juice which represents your blood, oh God, the blood that was shed, oh God, for all of our sins, oh God. Father, we just thank you now, Lord Jesus. And God, we just want you to bless this sacrament, oh God. Bless it, oh God, as it goes down to our system, oh God. That yes, we will be healed of every sickness, every disease, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise and honor you right now, in Jesus' name. Amen.